From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
You're listening to Coast to Coast AM. Hello there, I'm Connie Willis. Nice to talk with you guys again. If you'd like to find me, you can do that at ConnieWillis.com. I got a couple shows, Creepy Hot Spots and Bigfoot Friday and Far Out Thursday. Great, fun, very interactive shows. I hope you'll join me on Blue Rock Talk. Also, an eating show coming up in the future called Eat This. Yeah, cooking show. I'm going to have a lottery show coming up for you, too, where you use the pendulum to pick winning numbers. And holy cow, are those jackpots are huge. So that might be worthy for you, as well as where I have a virtual bar and you can join me with a drink called Connie After Dark. So just go to ConnieWillis.com for that. And by the way, I have a free Bigfoot documentary that you can check out. So go to ConnieWillis.com, sign up. I'll send you more information, but definitely check out that free Bigfoot documentary. A day of Bigfooting is documented. It's a lot of fun. So as I talk about that, you know what that is? That's an online business. That's an online business that I have. And I've got different shows. Now, my background is broadcasting and TV and radio and film. So I've kind of put it all together. And a long time ago, I would not have even known that phrase. I just knew that instead of dealing with auditions and going out to the networks and keeping up my network relations and all the agents and all that stuff, I mean, I've been blessed to be at some great places along the way. But at one point, I saw everything going to YouTube at the time. And I thought, man, I can do this without having to do all that other stuff. And so I started doing it on YouTube. And then, now, a lot of people can do the YouTube really, bam, just knock it out of the ballpark, right? However, when you got a broadcast background, you're like, okay, I got to get the best mic. I got to get this. Because you're not doing it like a little fad. You want to do it until retirement, okay? At least me. So I started learning that, and I realized, oh my gosh, no matter what I've done in the past, I can't get 100,000 people on YouTube. I'm pulling teeth over here. And then you got to deal with haters. Because that's you need 100,000 in order to get ads to start making income. And those of you out there that may say, you know, there's a small group of people, they just are loud and they're like, oh, you're just doing this for the money. Well, no, I'm not doing it just for the money, but I have to make a living and I want to make a living with my trade and my career. And this is what I'd like to do. So when you start trying to do that, you do have to deal with so much. But the fact of getting 100,000 people before you can start really making an income that will, you know, keep the lights on, it's a lot of hard work. And it's a lot of time that goes into it. So I learned more. I learned about membership sites and this and that. And my journey began. And that's where I'm at now. And along the way, I've met some really cool people. And people that start training you how to take, how to do an online course or a membership or a YouTube channel or whatever type of thing you want to do online. There's a lot of coaches out there. Oh my gosh, I didn't know, by the way, that there are such things as life coaches, and almost everybody is one, it seems like. I thought, where did I miss that memo? What, a life coach? So that was always kind of a surprise to me. But it's not a surprise when you see a lot of health type shows and classes and courses, you know, where you can do yoga at home or you can weightlift at home. I mean, I'm in the infomercial world, right? Beachbody, all that stuff. We've been a part of that for a long, long time, and it's always really worked well. But now you didn't have to be a billion-dollar company to put this together. Now you can do it on your own. I'm amazed at all the stuff that we can do now that we would have 300 people on the set to do. And it's even a little difficult once in a while to talk to your Hollywood friends and say, look, you don't have to have all the stuff you have nowadays to put something together. You don't have to spend all that money. And well, COVID really made a difference there, right? They all learned quickly they could live stream and they could use Zoom and they could use YouTube and they can use all the things that us people that were ahead of the game were using it. Now they started doing it. It was like, oh no. When that happened, I was kind of like, oh, bummer. Now they know the secret that they don't have to put millions into a show. It's hard to compete with Hollywood. However, there's answers. And one of the people that I found along the way that I think is just phenomenal, I think he's great, I think he's fantastic. Now, I've met a lot of people along the way and brought some people on, and we've talked about this because I think it's important that a lot of us at a certain age, I don't know, I want to put it up to maybe 45 and up, or maybe even a little higher, we're stuck in that, like, we kind of were there at the very beginning of all the new, you can even count video games in there as well, but the new computer stuff. But we were also on the other side of it, to where we were at the time where maybe you had to deal with computers and maybe you didn't have to. So the people that didn't have to didn't really learn it. So I know that there's an age group where you're kind of, you're not computer savvy, so maybe you want to stay away from all this kind of thing, and it scares you and intimidates you, and others that are like right in there but aren't sure what to do. Well, in my travels of meeting the different people and learning a little from here and a little from there, and a lot of people will tell you they're coaches and that they really know what they're talking about, but they really don't, and you find that out the hard way. So I'm hoping that I can help some of you guys, because I know it took me a long time to find that one person that was completely, in my eyes, consistent and powerful and honest, genuine, straight up. I mean, all the best words. I'm getting tingles over here because I'm serious about that. There's a lot of people you got to weed through. So I wanted to make sure when I found someone that was like, here's the guy that can help you if you are stuck because COVID messed up your work. You're never going to go back to that office again. You're never going to go back to whatever that restaurant was, or the retail store you were at, whatever it might be. Maybe it's completely gone. And you're like, what am I going to do? I know COVID money just stopped, what, last week or so? What are you going to do? Where are you going to go? Hey, we can talk UFOs, Bigfoot, all that wonderful stuff that we do all the time. But here's a phenomenon, too, that we got to jump aboard and keep the lights on, right? I know I'm one of them. I got to do this, too. And that's why I went for an online business. Don't listen to people when they say, oh, it's already flooded. No, my goodness, no. So I wanted to bring on who I thought could really help you if you're in that position. One that you can actually listen to and go, hey, he's right. It's not overnight. It's going to take some time. However, it's not that much time, and this is going to be great and fun. So I want to bring on a first-time guest. His name is Graham Cochran. He's a business coach, a YouTuber. He's a host of the Graham Cochran Show, a podcast. He's got several new shows, though, or playlists, at least on YouTube. So I want to ask him about that. Also, the founder of The Recording Revolution. And I love this. He has a no-name blog that turned It was once a no-name blog. It is now a seven-figure business, and it requires less than 5 hours of work a week. That's it, you guys. So he knows the secrets. He knows how to get there. And that's who you want to listen to anyway, right? Someone who's already gone through it all, fumbled through it, and just get the answers at the end. And that's what he does. He's in Tampa, Florida, his wife, two daughters, and a girl bunny named Ella. Welcome, Graham Cochran. How are you? Thank you.
Hey, Connie, thanks for having me. It's so good to be here.
Yeah, I tell you, it was a little rough, you guys. I was like, oh, man, I got to get this guy. And he's a father, right? He's got kids and a bunny. So he's thinking, oh, it's so late. No, come on. So he took care of me and said, you're pretty persistent. I'm going to jump on with you. So I understand the time. I get it. And thanks for being with us. So, Graham, here's my big thing. There's so many people that are lost. COVID money stopped. They're looking for something to do. They don't know what to do. But in their own home, they've got a laptop or a phone or a tablet. Nice tool. What do you think?
I mean, it depends on who you ask, because not everybody thinks of themselves as someone to go on the internet and do something on the internet. And I think it's not the first thought that comes to mind. If you need to make money, you don't think, I'm going to go on the internet and make some videos or start a podcast. Some people do, but a lot of people don't. And those who don't assume that people that make YouTube videos or have a podcast or write a blog are a certain type of person or have a certain skill set or, like you were saying on the top of the show, have 100,000 subscribers or followers, or that you need that number to really do anything. But I think what's amazing is it's become democratic now. Everyone has an opportunity to create an income online. It's a different way of making a living. It's certainly not something I grew up thinking I was going to do because it didn't exist when I was growing up. But it's available, and it's only going to become more normalized moving forward.
Now, I do know that when COVID happened, I felt like I was on the edge with the membership online business. I thought, I'm on the edge. I'm live streaming. I'm ahead of the ball game. COVID happens, and then all of Hollywood is doing it. So I was like, So do you agree that it kind of jumped ahead? And how do we stay above that and past that?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I think COVID pushed a lot of things forward a few years. I think, you know, I've been using live streaming and platforms like that for 6-7 years, and now it seems like everyone's getting it. So I think that's for sure. What's great about, you know, this business model, if you want to call it that, is that it doesn't matter how many people are doing it, because there's only one of you. It's a very much you-centric business model, which I think takes a lot of the pressure off. It's not an arms race to who can do it the fastest. It's no one can copy you, and that's the secret sauce, is you.
Yeah, agreed. You don't have to have 5 Hollywood films behind you. You don't have to be a quarterback for a pro team or anything like that. You can actually just be you and still be successful. And you've done that. What is your story of your first business? Because I know you were going through some hard times too.
Yeah, it's funny. It was a similar time for me. 2009 was when I started my journey in business, not by choice. I lost 2 jobs during the global recession in the same year, in 2009. And my family had a lot of transition. My wife and I moved to Tampa from Virginia. We helped a buddy start a church down there, and I did music. So I said, hey man, I'll come down and help lead the worship band in the church, and we'll get jobs and move to the beach, you know, and see what Florida is like. And lost, you know, 2 jobs the same year, right when we had our first baby, had our first mortgage on our first house. It was a really stressful time to lose your job. Yeah. And, you know, it was a dark time as well. Very similar. You know, the news was just negative. There was nowhere to get work, it seemed. I was either too little experience or too much experience. It was a weird, weird time. But the one skill I had was music production, meaning I would record albums for bands and musicians. That's what I went to school for. It was music is my passion. And I always recorded musicians freelance for fun and profit on nights and weekends. I was also an audio engineer by trade at a tech company during the day, but music was the fun job. And I was just trying to ramp up gigs, get more clients, but I didn't know anybody in Tampa because I just moved here. And so long story short, I somehow got the idea that I should start a blog tied to my freelance business, and that eventually a YouTube channel a couple months later, thinking nobody knows who I am in town. So I have just as much of a shot as getting discovered by potential clients online, and maybe a better shot if I open my clientele to the whole world. And I thought if I blogged about what I'm doing in the studio, and by studio, I mean my spare bedroom, if I did videos on some of the work I was doing, it would showcase my talent, and maybe people would say, oh, this guy's good, I'd love to work with him. And that just began a journey of not actually doing a lot of music production, although I did do a lot more, but really that began the journey of being a content creator and teaching people how I record music and how they could do the same. And my life's never been the same.
Yeah, that's what it is, where people say, I have nothing. It's like, well, what's your hobby? Well, I make blueberry pies. I'm really good at that. In fact, come over next week, we'll have some. Okay, well, why don't you do something? Why don't you write a blog or do a membership site or do something about you making blueberry pies and how you do it the best way? And it's amazing, but that works. People make all sorts of money doing stuff like that. So when you say you started a blog and then you went to YouTube, when you say blog, are you talking you got a website, you got a domain name, you have a website, and then you're doing the blog there? Is that how you did it?
Exactly. Yeah. I had a, at the time it was grahamcochran.com as well back then, but it was my music site. And I just started writing on the blog side of it. And I used a free tool called WordPress to just blog. I mean, like anybody can just create a blog and you just start writing articles. And I thought, why would anybody care about me unless I gave them something to care about? And so I thought I would teach them and share, like, hey, here's how you get a really good guitar sound, or here's how you make your vocals sound better, or here's what microphones to buy, just basic stuff that my normal friends would ask me. And I think that's the key. I love the blueberry pie example. When you have a friend or a family member or people in your life who are always coming to you for, like, hey, how do you make that pie, or how do you do that, or you're so good with kids, what are you doing, or how did you fix your cars, or whatever it is, you have some knowledge or some experience or something that they want to know how to do what you do or know more about it. And in real life, we just share that with our friends, and it helps them and it adds value to them. And so all I decided to do was take that online and share it with strangers who I assumed had similar questions to my friends. And that has become really the foundation of everything I do online in both of my brands, is help friends out, help people out, sharing what I know, because what we know is valuable to other people. And here's what's crazy, it's valuable enough that people will pay for it.
And there's a lot of people out there, if you go online, oh my gosh, they've all got something to teach. They all have overnight successes. They have beautiful cars behind them. They have huge mansions behind them. And they say, you can have this too. Look what I did. Is everybody being as straight up as possible, you think?
Well, it's like anything. And people are skeptical of me sometimes. I'll see some of the YouTube comments, the easiest way to get rich is teach people how to get rich. And for those of you that don't know my story, my first business was teaching broke musicians how to make recording sound really good on cheap equipment. These were not people
perfect
that have a lot of money or spend a lot of money. It was a hobbyist market. In fact, most people making good money doing what I do are teaching a hobby. They're not teaching business to business or something like that. But it's like anything, there is always a crop of people that want to, they're not doing anything illegal usually. They're just exploiting the desire that we all have, which is to better our lives. And a lot of times that's financial. And they're going about it in a way that just personally for me doesn't resonate. I don't respond well to a guy standing in front of a Ferrari or showing me all the cash he took out of his bank account in single dollar bill so it looks like a big stack of cash or whatever it is, that's flashed to me. And I'm not looking for that. And I certainly don't want to be that for other people. I want to show people what's possible and empower them to not just make money, but really to get into the line of work that they're really suited for. Because when you're doing work you love, like you were talking about, Connie, making a living doing something you really care about, guess what? You're going to do it better. You're going to work harder, and you're going to serve people with more excellence than if you're in the job you hate.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.